Good evening. I'm Miss Mike Check, and thank you for tuning into the H&H. H&H means Heal Not Harm. The acronym for HEAL is Helping Empower All Lives. This podcast is about promoting peace, self-love, empowerment, and being productive and constructing a better way of life within ourselves and each other. So, basically, what I'm going to be discussing is relatable topics, anywhere from relationships to religion, hopefully inspirational and motivational content as well. I don't know how you guys are going to take this, but I'm going to deliver it the best way I know how. And without further ado, this evening's segment is what I like to call Mindful Monday. In this segment, I'm going to talk about being mindful of how much energy we put into our daily functions, people, and physically and mentally. Be mindful of situations and people you allow to penetrate your personal and mental space. It's always best to distance yourself from distractions to maintain and obtain clarity and be able to focus on your own life. Remember, other people's situations can affect your everyday life by simply turning them into your own situations. Is it just me, or does everyone have that one or few individuals whom always seem to have something negative taking place in their lives, or drama, or tea that they want to discuss? Please believe, if someone gossips with you, they gossip with them about you, whoever they may be. I have been in plenty of situations where someone's problem became my own and vice versa. Ever been in a situation where a friend was homeless and now what seemed to be their problem is now your responsibility? Exactly. That one friend that doesn't really have anywhere to go, but you really don't have nowhere to put them. So you are now helping them and hindering yourself. That is something. And then what's ironic about it is a lot of the times the sacrifices you make go unnoticed. So they might think, hey, you know, I only slept on your couch for a month, but you ate my kids' fruit snacks, and you used all the toilet paper, and you washed your clothes for free without replenishing the laundry detergent. Just little inconsiderate stuff like that. But anyway, moving on. So I've learned through life experiences that everything that is good for the goose is not good for the gander. Often my associates' problems became my own, first by becoming engaged into the conversation, then finding myself trying to solve a problem or situation that never involved me in the first place. I think everyone has been there. I know firsthand that drama is a contagious, vicious cycle. And when given the opportunity, it can destroy families, friendships, relationships, and ultimately happiness. Now, with that being said, everyone has known that one secret, or someone told somebody that one thing that somehow it got out and now you ain't friends with somebody, or somebody want to fight you, or, you know, someone feel betrayed within that circle of lies. But anyway, one minute you're just trying to be a friend and listen, then you find yourself giving what you felt to be sound advice or suggestions. Next thing you know, you have someone mad or upset with you because you thought you were attempting to alleviate the situation, or maybe you were trying to stick up for your friend. There's nothing wrong with lending an ear to a friend. However, that doesn't mean one should feel obligated to place unnecessary strife amongst themselves. It's okay to change the subject instead of succumbing to the situation at hand. I mean, shoot, someone tell you, hey, I'm having a hard time paying my rent and I just need $50, or I don't have gas. You're like, you know what, sis? I ain't got gas either. That's crazy. The gas prices, you know, just try to divert the situation. Talk about something else. I mean, that doesn't make you a bad friend. That just means, listen, you ain't got it. I ain't got it. It ain't no mi casa, su casa, because we had the same struggle. It just sometimes we prioritize our struggle a little better than others. So it doesn't seem that bad, but honey, I can't afford to loan nobody a quarter. So, anyway, don't be afraid to accept change, even if that means outgrowing people you've known for years. Some people accelerate and grow faster than others, and that's perfectly fine. It never pays off to sacrifice your growth and or happiness. Because, quite frankly, we all have that friend They'd be like, dang, bro, you've been doing the same stuff since we were 16. Money, females, and clothes, or dudes, clothes, and hair. I don't know. I'm just giving out whack examples, but you get my point. The quicker we accept that, yes, everyone needs and deserves to succeed and grow in life. However, just because a person may need to change don't mean that they're going to change or that the change is just going to happen because they want it to or you feel that it should. Without self-motivation and ambition, as the saying goes, faith without works is dead. I just want to elaborate on that a little bit because I had this discussion with someone and they basically was like, okay, so basically if I have faith and I pray, I'm going to get that nice Mercedes that I want. No. You need to get up, get out, do something. Meanwhile, pray and have faith that you're in your actions, you know, you'll be able to get that nice Benz. But no, God is not just, you get a Benz, you get a Benz. No, that's not how it works at all. Anyway, if you allow people, they will drain you of your sanity, happiness, and peace of mind. Remember, it's not considered helping someone else by overextending yourself or attempting to help, but instead becoming a hindrance to yourself, aka an enabler. Some people you just can't help. They just don't want to be helped. They shouldn't even be helped. Like the brother that stands outside of the freaking Chinese spot and asks for change all day. My brother, you can stand out there for 8 hours. You can work at a warehouse for 8 hours. You can go and be at a temp service for 8 hours. Whatever it is you need to do. You got enough motivation to ask for change. You got enough motivation to stand in line. You don't look dusty. You speak well enough to ask for change. You need to go do something with yourself. Now, I'm not trying to be rude. I don't even help those type of people. Unless I see you have a physical ailment where, like, you're missing a leg, a tooth, an eye, or something, and you probably are not getting hired somewhere because of people's, you know, discrimination, whatever, then that's a little different. But I'm not helping a man wearing Jordans outside. I don't even have any Jordans on. You asking me for change? Get your priorities straight. That's not okay. And sometimes you have those people that are okay with not being okay and making you not okay. They're okay with that too because they're not okay, if that makes sense. Like, basically, the person that's always asking for gas money but spent their money that they could have put in their own vehicle on a habit, drugs, cigarettes, I don't know, even the offering plate, I don't know. The point is, like, sometimes people do the most on purpose because they know they have someone to rely on, if that makes sense. Meaning, I know I should probably use this dub for my gas tank, but instead I'm going to buy weed and then I'm going to go ask my friend to put the money in the gas tank. Yes, believe it or not, there's people like that. I might have been like that. That sounds familiar, but I'm not sure. But I definitely know I've split a 20 before. 10 for the tank, 10 for the lungs. Was that responsible? No. Did I hold myself accountable? No. Because when I realized, dang, I only got $10 of gas, it's too late. I already done smoked, and yeah. So anyway, so how you can determine if an individual is bad for your health, mental, or physical? And by physical, I mean your pockets. Mental meaning you're racking your brain trying to figure out what the heck you're going to do about their situation. And health, stressing. Stressing about somebody else's situation, that's not good for your health, baby. You don't want to go out like that. You don't want, your heart might not be strong enough. Y'all here worry about how you want to help Keisha catch her baby dad on Facebook talking to Sharonda. No, that's not your business. Anyway, if the casual conversation that you hold with these people doesn't pertain to elevation or growth, building, and simply always revolving around their personal issues or concerning everybody else's problems or business, 9 times out of 10, they're trouble and will eventually bring it to you. Never, ever feel guilty for eliminating people from your to-do list. Because some people, you just don't have them to do. You don't have their lives to do. You don't have their attitudes to do. You don't have their ungratefulness to do. You just don't have that particular thing, person, or place to do. And sometimes it is a place. Sometimes we gotta get up out of the hood, get up out of the project, get up out of Section 8, get up out of wherever we at. I mean, there's some bad places and pretty faces if that makes sense, or bad. Y'all just get the point. There's bad. There could be badness anywhere, or whatever you want to call it. It could be a person, place, or thing. A person that's bad for you, a place that's bad for you. Every time you're there or around, you getting in trouble or something's going down. Things, it could be a habit. You never got any money for life, but you always got monies for weed or cigarettes or coke or drinks. You got bottles on deck, Jordans on your feet, but you living in the boarding house. That's not okay. Your priorities are messed up. Or you got bundles and more bundles and more bundles, but your kids is eating noodles and noodles is all bad. Bad, bad, bad. So be mindful of the mind state you're in. Be mindful of the people you're around, because a lot of times the people you're around can definitely bring you down and wear down your expectations. If everybody thinks it's okay to just not have a job and collect assistance, and then you're hanging with those people, don't be surprised if that's what your mindset starts to become. And next thing you know, you sitting there wondering why other people that you went to school with or you grew up with is moving on and to bigger and better things, because they chose to surround themselves with better and like-minded people. You are who you hang around, okay? Bros before hoes. Bros are bros because they hang with the bros, and hoes are hoes because they hang with the hoes. No, that sounds bad. I'm just saying, birds of a feather definitely flock together, because when I wasn't doing anything with my life, I had so many friends. When I wasn't doing anything with my life and I had stuff to give away and offer, I had more friends. And then when I decided, hey, you know what? I want to live better. I want to actually enjoy life. I want to, do things a little differently. Honey, I got 3 friends, if that. Some of them be on the bench sometimes. But, yeah. So, this is Miss Mike Check, and I'm signing out. And I hope you guys, or whoever gets to listen to this podcast, will get something from this podcast and realize that you do not have to deal with what you don't want to. You only tolerate what you tolerate because you want to tolerate it. Does that make sense? I'm bringing it down in layman's terms. But yeah. So with that being said, I hope everyone have a fantastic, productive, prosperous, phenomenal week. And I hope you all enjoyed your extended weekend. And I'm definitely